for many patients, this was really just an unfair, unnecessary burden that created a lot of stress. Certainly over the years, we would have had families and patients on, and you know, with great distress over receiving these bills. So it is welcome to see that from next month, those charges will no longer be made directly to the patient. We can only hope now that whatever cost it is, something in the region of about 30 million euro in a year, will be new money that's added to the budget and not have to be, you know, found somewhere else in an already overstretched healthcare system.
And that is very important, because the funding of the health service is vital. Now, sometimes we're told it's not always a case of how much money, it's a case of how that money is spent, how that money is managed, and how those resources are utilised to the max. And is this maybe an opportunity for the government to sit down and say, look, could we be doing better with the money we have, or is it going to be a matter of, well, we're just going to have to find it someplace else, so we're going to divert it from pot A or pot B?
Well, you know, that is the issue. And, you know, it's a very valid point to make. I mean, we're spending now in the region of about 23, almost 24 billion euros on our healthcare system. And when you have a spend of that size, there has to be opportunity in there to find efficiencies, to be able to redirect the savings out of those efficiencies back into areas that are that really are screaming for services, be it in the community or in the acute hospital system. And, you know, there have been advances with technology and one thing and another that maybe we haven't gleaned the real benefits of that. And, you know, at the moment, though, that if savings are identified, that are clearly identified as real savings, if they are going to be transferred to the offset of the loss of revenue from these inpatient charges. I must say, I mean, you know, private patients and people with medical cards, you know, didn't have to pay those charges. But, you know, it is important that we sort of get some sense of equity into the system. And it is welcome, I mean, at the end of the day, because it was a very unfair cost on patients and their families.
There have been reports of debt collectors being called in some hospitals. Indeed, we understand there may have been incidences of that within the Seltha Group and within Donegal. Indeed, have you been getting messages from people indicating that that was the case?
Certainly over the years we've had people in contact with us that were, you know, had received bills and they were quite shocked and upset. You know, you could imagine certainly patients on their recovery journey from cancer, you know, and someone getting a bill in the door for 800 euro, or, you know, a phone call from debt collectors and all the rest of it. And it sort of really doesn't reflect the caring type of healthcare system and society that we aspire to have families and people in that condition. And, you know, like as I say, there would have been complaints over the years from different parts of the country. And, you know, then there was a lot of casework done with the likes of the Irish Cancer Society. Had done a lot of work in that area to try and, get those charges removed. And, you know, as I say, it is welcome. And, you know, at a time when our healthcare system is under enormous pressure, I mean, we can't, you know, hide away from the fact that we've got massive waiting lists, large overcrowding in EDs, and many other challenges that we have to address. And as you said there at the start, you know, we are spending 24 billion euro, and we have to really be assured that we're getting value for every cent.